I'm Carol Hills, and you're listening to The World. President Obama's immigration plan remains on hold today after a federal judge in Texas ordered a temporary halt to the executive actions the president announced last November. Those actions would benefit millions of undocumented immigrants who either came to the U.S. as children or are parents of U.S. citizens. They would be eligible for work permits and temporary relief from deportation. The president says he will appeal the Texas ruling, but in the meantime, potential applicants are back in limbo. Elizar Valdez is one of those waiting. He came to the U.S. from Mexico when he was just 13 years old. Now he lives in Clovis, California. I asked him how he reacted to Monday's ruling.
You know, I felt like I got stabbed in the back. It was awful. It was the worst feeling, you know, because I was so close to achieve some of my goals, you know. But with this little hiccup, I guess, it's bad.
How will this affect this halting of the plan? How will it affect you directly?
I've been here most of my life. I mean, I'm 37 years old. I came here when I was 13 years old, you know, so I'm an American with no papers. You know, I have my whole life here, high school, college. It was going to benefit me for me to apply for a work permit so I could go start teaching. You know, I have a master's degree, and because of this, I won't be able to do it.
What do you have a master's in?
I have a master's in Latin American literature.
Oh. What sort of work are you doing now?
Right now, you know, I'm a photographer too. My friends, you know, they have babies. So I go take pictures of the babies, birthdays, weddings. I do cater for churches. That's what I do, you know, clean houses, whatever, you know, I had to do to bring, you know, pay bills.
So what brought you to the U.S.? I know you came from Michoacan, you mentioned when you were 13. What brought you here?
You know, my mom was here, she came here in 1982. She came over here for a better life in Michoacan. She was working like a slave from 7 in the morning to midnight, taking care of 7 kids by herself. You know, it was nothing easy for her at that. So she thought about coming over here would be better. And that's why I ended up coming over here.
So you came with her or you came later?
We came later, yeah, 8 years later.
And what do you remember about that journey when you were 13?
Oh, my. I remember, you know, took the bus on a Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m., and it was a bus ride to Tijuana from Michoacan to TJ. My sister got caught by La Migra, which means, like, the term is, like, immigration, you know, officers. So she got caught. She was returned back to Mexico. I was able to escape with a smuggler. And, yeah, it was a very interesting adventure that I'll never forget.
Elizar, how has being undocumented affected your life up to this point?
I can say that I think like an American, you know. I worry about my future, you know, my retirement. I don't have none of the stuff about my health thing, you know, I don't have no health. And if I get sick, I have to deal with that. There's some times when I just go to sleep, and I know, I'll be honest with you, I was like, you know what, I would just like to go to sleep and really never wake up, because to deal with this every single day, it really, it's hard. I see my friends that are already professionals, you know, we went to school together, college, you know, they already have their houses, their cars, good pay. Some are really principals, teachers. And here I am, you know, trying to be something, you know.
You're frustrated.
Yeah, very frustrated, yes.
So when you think about the future, what are you hopeful for?
You know, right now, I cannot see nothing. It seems like when it's getting closer for me to get something, you know, all of a sudden it goes away, you know. In my future, I would love to be teaching. That's my passion, to teach literature, Spanish, have a job, summers off, travel, you know, and be happy.
Elizar Valdez talking to us from his home in Clovis, California. Thanks a lot, Elizar.
No problem, Carol.